I wouldn't say we fell in love right away. I think we were, as they call it in the biz, trauma bonding.
And then after 8 years of being insufferably sober, I started drinking again.
Addicts tend to be rather sensitive people.
Aren't you Marc Maron? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, what happened to you?
Hi, this is Anna David. You're listening to my podcast. It's called Recover Girl. It's a podcast about addiction and recovery and stuff like that. Right now, you're listening to one of those episodes where I introduce you to one of the stories that was told at the storytelling show I host in Los Angeles. That show is called Hammered Time, and in it, sober people and other people get up and they tell stories about their boozing days, their drug days, their sex days, their anxious days, and they're really, really funny stories. I actually have now taken this into treatment centers and different spiritual venues where I'm showing other people how to do this because I sort of accidentally stumbled onto this thing, which is that it's real therapeutic to take your darkest stuff and make it into stories. I didn't know. I just started doing it. And I have found that more healing, having people laugh at my ridiculousness and knowing that people laugh because they relate, it can be more therapeutic for me than years on the couch. But anyway, so I wanted to share those stories with you guys. We've been putting these shows on Facebook Live, but I have not broken the stories up into different episodes until I just started doing that. So with that, I'm going to introduce the fabulous woman whose story you're about to hear. She's a journalist, but she's also a union organizer. She wrote a book about Mad Men. She's been published in the New York Times, Atlantic Monthly, The Guardian, Wall Street Journal, GQ. She's pretty much one of the smartest people I've ever met in my life. By the by, she graduated summa cum laude from UCLA. And meanwhile, I don't even know if it's cum laude or cum laude. That's how much smarter she is than me. Her name is Natasha Vargas Cooper. Enjoy her.
Yay! So we're going to bring up our first performer.
Yes.
She is a journalist. She wrote a book about Mad Men. She's written for the New York Times, for Gawker, for Jezebel, for
Vice,
kind of everywhere.
Yes, a lot.
And she hosts the hit storytelling show Public School. Her name is Natasha Vargas Cooper.
Yeah!
Hi. I love pills. I love them. You guys like them? I liked pills so much that when I had a sponsor in AA, and I got to AA by accident, I got to it by the police and a judge telling me I had to go. I liked pills so much that even when I was like doing the steps and taking a fearless moral inventory, I was like, but I have a sleep disorder, so this is fine. I'd like talk to people in the program, and they'd be like, yeah, well, you know, I still smoke weed. I'm like, what would Bill say? What would the doctor say? And then every night for 7 years, I'd come home and take 10 wonderful euphoric milligrams of Ambien. Who fucks with Ambien, right? Am I right? Are you relating? Who here's taking Ambien? Yeah, you're my people, this is my fucking tribe. All right, let me tell you fucking cucks about Ambien if you don't know, okay? All right, this is what fucking Ambien is like. You know, right when you like slip into the bathtub and it's just the right temperature and like your blood and the water like combine. Now picture that with like feeling like you're a fucking sex god and you can eat anything you want. That's what Ambien feels like. Now, if you're some fucking like normal, well-adjusted person who doesn't think that they vibrate at higher level intensity and like isn't smarter than everyone else in the room and the rules don't apply to them, maybe you take as directed. Maybe you fucking close your eyes, you turn off the lights, you don't have obsessive thoughts, you don't check your email, you don't send text to your boss about like, hey, but you could naked. Maybe you're that that person. I'm not. Never was. I would say, like, in my first like year of Ambien, it was kind of like a bear tranquilizer dart. It was just like, I'm taking it, I was like, boom, and I couldn't even do anything. But then I was like, well, you know, one night I was like, oh, what's up with television when I'm on Ambien? I was like, this is fucking amazing. And I was like, oh, what's up with, like, cooking shit when I'm on Ambien? And, like, what cooking shit, I don't, okay, so here's the thing, know about Ambien. It's not habit forming. It's not a tranquilizer. It's a hypnotic. Y'all fuck with hypnotics? All right. Let me tell you something about fucking hypnotics. So here's what it does. It just numbs your frontal cortex. So that part of your brain that's like, no, don't do that, is like gone. And it's like, you have no idea. So, or it's even like, do it, kill your parents, do it. So you're in the numb, no frontal, and what's weird is, like, unlike, you know, if anyone's ever been in a blackout, I'm sure none of you have, or ever dealt with someone in a blackout, or forked someone in a blackout, you know that they're blacked out, right? Because you're like, oh, you're kind of slurry, and you have a large stain. When you're on Ambien, you can be actually extremely lucid, extremely coherent, but that whole part of your personality that has any notion of shame, decency, or restraint is lobotomized, right? Yeah. So, and then for whatever reason, it triggers an enzyme that makes you feel as though you're starving, right? So you have no fear, you have no shame, and you're hungry. And somehow, I think that also triggers, like, I want to fuck! So that's all very bad. I stopped drinking because, like, I went to jail, and, like, I fucked up my life, and, like, I burned all these bridges with people who were really great to me, and I was, like, really into, like, you know, like, spiritual peace, but, like, for some reason, like, never occurred to me that, like, maybe I had this other thing I wasn't dealing with, which was, like, a crippling fear of being alone at night and being forced to deal with, like, myself, right? Because I had a sleep disorder. So eventually, like, it gets worse and worse. So I'm sober for 2 years. I've, like, made amends. I've built all these great relationships in my life. I'm become, you know, the miracle has happened, right? Like, I speak at places I speak at 12-step, and then I go home and I get fucking obliterated on goddamn Ambien. Just a couple, the highlight reel. I would drive on Ambien, don't do that, to 7-Eleven in my pajamas, like nothing, demand a hot dog, buy a pack of cigarettes, would leave one or the other on the fucking counter, and then, like, drive around for, like, 15 minutes listening to, like, Mazzy Star, okay? It is amazing that there's not more, like, homicide should follow me, like, wherever I, like, it's amazing that I'm not in jail for murdering myself for other people. January 1st, 2010, I wake up and there's, like, 4 chicken bones in my bed. And, like, a trail of Triscuits. I just ate a whole roast chicken. I don't know. I could tell you about the texts and the emails to ex-boyfriends. I'm a journalist, so, like, occasionally I'd, like, email, like, the editor of GQ and be like, all right, how about this? Like, I fuck, like, Chris Pine, all right? And then, like, I write about it. Real Hunter S. Thompson shit. So that was happening. And then eventually at one point, I was like, oh, you know what would be good? Like, scrambled eggs and, like, toast and, like a strudel. And I was, like, making toast, and I was like, this is taking too long. And I just, like, stuck my hand in the toaster. Thank God, I'm not joking. I was like, ow, like, why did that hurt me? And it's like, oh, because the toaster, like, it didn't occur to me that a toaster could hurt me. And anyway, this goes on for 7 goddamn years. I tell you the story because it shows you, like, what how addiction can really work, right? Whereas, like, even as I'm doing 12-step, like, at that point, like, the reason why I was taking 10 milligrams of Ambien a night was to be free, essentially, of that terror and that anxiety and that self-loathing that it doesn't even necessarily come with addiction. It just comes with being a fucking human being on this earth, right? It's just, like, you're alone with yourself. What did you do today? What did you accomplish? Like, what are you going to do tomorrow? How are you going to fuck that up, right? I was so terrified of just that 15 minutes. And in all fairness, like, before I got into Ambien, that 15 minutes would grow, and it'd grow into half an hour, and it'd grow into 2 hours, and I would just spin and spin and spin. And people were like, "Hey, you trying to exercise?" All right. Kill yourself, right? I was so scared of that, just of that, and like I couldn't figure out a solution to it. Meditate, and it's like every time I'd like accidentally walk into like an 11-step meeting, I was like, "All right, like you know." I'm still not great at that. I was so terrified of just experiencing that pain and just experiencing that vulnerability that I was willing to do all sorts of heinous shit. I put my job on the line, I put my body on the line, I put my health on the line at 7-Eleven by eating hot dogs 3 times a night. You know, it's like, and then finally, like, a lot of things in my life lined up correctly. Like, I had a great job. I had just gotten together with someone I had been in love with for a really long time. And I thought, okay, well, if there's ever a time to sleep, it's gonna be now. My other fear, right, is that like Ambien only lasts in your body 1 hour, and that's why they say it's not habit forming. And I was like, I know it's gonna happen, I'm gonna try to kick, and it's gonna drive me crazy, and I'm gonna have to go into rehab. That was the other thing I was terrified of. I didn't sleep one night. And the next night, I slept for 14 hours. because I took a Benadryl. It was really just one night. It was one night of terror. It was one night of being, like, all it took, I broke a psychological habit of 7 years in just one extremely painful night. It's been 2.5 years since I've taken any Ambien. That fear that I have, that moment of terror is fine, right? Because that's what life is. Like, that's gonna happen. Like, human beings are gonna have that. We're gonna suffer and we're gonna be okay. And like, it's not worth adding suffering in the form of 7-Eleven hot dogs. and like, tit shots to your employer. I think that's a Buddhist saying, like, don't tit shots to your employer. Anyways, thanks guys.